The question was asked, what is Gehinom? So there happens to be a Masechet called Masechet Gehinom.
This is a hot topic.
It's the etymology of the word.
It's a valley
where they used to sacrifice children. Right. So he's correct that the Navi in Yeshaya speaks about Hatofet v'gei ben Hinnom. Speaks about a place where they used to play drums as they used to burn people's children in front of them in honor of the pagan god Molech or other pagan gods. Yeah. So you probably remember that it's a machlokas tanaim over there, and okay. Are you sure that it's only that? Yeah.
Okay. I was just looking at all the sources yesterday.
Okay, if you say so. I'm not there now. So at any rate, they did have a place named Gei Ben Hinnom where children were either scorched or burned. There are a few places where it's referenced. Right now, off the cuff, I have to find the sources, but say there. You're saying that's a maskana? Okay, well, look. Going back to what is Gehinnom. So, there's a concept which we find throughout the Shas and throughout the Midrashim. And that is that there is this place which we would call perdition. And when we discuss perdition, so we have to remember that there are two levels that we speak on. Chazal speak about it in simplistic terms, and you have a whole tractate that discusses different sins, get different types of perdition, different levels, of a flame, what you might call hell. There is that discussion, and for the most part, that's what people need to hear. Because if we'll start discussing a different understanding of what hell is, so then most people wouldn't take it seriously. I once gave a class where I tried discussing Rambam and other things about perdition and the significance of Lag BaOmer in perdition. And someone said, "Oh, that's all? What am I keeping this Torah for anyways?" You'd be surprised, it was an adult. It wasn't like a kid. It wasn't in Machon Meir. I'm saying, I was discussing different interpretations and what really goes on there. And someone walked away with this feeling like, "Oh, so that's not so bad." And he misunderstood what I was saying. Because Chazal say, take the worst fire on earth, multiplied by 40 times, and then you get the smallest tinge of what's going on in perdition.
You just burn?
So again, there are different levels of understanding, but for the average person, what they have to hear is that, yes, there are vats of boiling all kinds of things, and people get hung by all kinds of body parts, and there's all kinds of fires and different types of punishments. You'll ask me, does it mean that literally? I'll say, let's talk again when you learn more, and there's more to discuss. And as you learn the Rambam's intro to Mishnah, if you're really interested, the Rambam in his intro to the 10th parak of Sanhedrin goes into should we take all that literally or not. But like the Rambam writes over there, if you start going into the deeper interpretations, the masses are not going to take it seriously. So better leave it at that. But as you learn, you'll see that there's much more to be said, which doesn't make perdition less serious. On the other hand, to the masses, if you start discussing deeper concepts, they don't get the deeper concepts. What they do get is, it's not what I thought it was, so it must be okay. It's not. It's worse than what people think it is. But it's also not that physical perdition which people think it is either. More than that, look at the Rambam in his intro to the 10th chapter, and you'll see.
Where could I find said chapter?
Me and Rav Lisman learn it every day.